Hey guys, welcome to podcast Chat Out with Manish. Today is 22nd April and it's time to say happy birthday Earth. World International Earth Day is the time of the year to reflect on how our life impacts the planet. On this day, people think about new ways to reduce the carbon imprint and improve water quality, hold demonstrations to show their support and protection to their environment, and get together to make some plans for better and healthier place to live in this Mother Earth. This Earth Day and its history is quite different. History of this day, which is traced all the way back to April 22nd, 1970, when US Senator Gaylord Nelson founded it as a way to bring up light and serious concerns over the environmental changes and address the need for environmental reform. Although it was originally foreseen as an American event, it was taken to the international stage in 1990 by Dennis Hayes and is now active in 142 nations. How this Environment Day or Planet or the Earth Day is celebrated? People celebrate it by planting trees and wildflowers everywhere around the globe. They celebrate with music. They celebrate by making posters, by drawing and bringing awareness about protecting the earth, whatever possible ways around the globe. Our Earth is the only planet in the universe where life is possible till date. It is very necessary to maintain the natural assets of the earth in order to continue the life on the earth. So every year the Earth Day is celebrated with a theme. Last year it was ban on plastic, and this year it is protect our species. Yes, truly correct. There should be a motive for every Earth Day celebration, and this year it was protecting our species from which are going to be extinct soon enough. The most intelligent creature on the most intelligent creature, the humans, should take care of this planet that gave it life and started using its resources very ruthlessly. Students from thousands of colleges, universities, and other educational institutions actively take part in the protest against increasing the earth issues, such as the day-to-day environment deterioration, air pollution, water pollution, ozone layer deterioration, industrialization, deforestation, and many other things. The various steps been taken by governments of many countries towards the safety of Earth by implementing a variety of legal rules. A group of environmental leaders organized various events and campaigns to celebrate the Earth Day. A big crowd of the people gets together from 141 countries to solve the environmental issues by implementing variety of useful measures. Coming to the theme of this year's Protect Our Species, yes, species should be protected, as species are very important part of this nature and they should be protected by us. Yes, there are some of the ways we can save the endangered species. The first way is learn about endangered species in your area. Teach your friends and family about the wonderful wildlife, birds, fish, and plants that live near you. The first step to protecting endangered species is learning about how interesting and important they are. The second thing is visit a national wildlife refuge or a zoo or a park or open space. these things tell us about the species, find out the wildlife refuge near you, and to see which of the species are endangered. We can learn by going and by visiting those places. Make your home wildlife friendly. Secure garbage in shelters or cans with locking lids. Feed pets indoors. Lock pet doors at night to avoid attracting wild animals into your home. Reduce your use of water in your home and garden so that animals that live in or near water can have a better chance of survival. Disinfect bird baths often to avoid disease transmission. Place decals on windows to deter bird collisions. The fourth thing is, native plants provide food and shelter from native wildlife. Attracting native insects like bees and butterflies can help pollinate your plants. The spread of non-native species has greatly impacted native populations around the world. Invasive species compete with native species for resources and habitat. The fifth thing is, herbicides and pesticides may keep yards looking nice, but they are in fact hazardous pollutants that affect wildlife in many levels. Sixth is, slow down when driving. Many animals live in developed areas, and this means they must navigate a landscape full of human hazards. One of the biggest obstacles to wildlife living in developed areas is roads. Roads divide habitat and present a constant hazard to any animal attempting to cross from one side to other. So when you are out and about, slow down and keep an eye out for wildlife. Seventh is, recycle and buy sustainable products. Buy recycled paper, sustainable products like bamboo and Forest Stewardship Council wood products to protect forest species. Never buy furniture made from wood from rainforest. Recycle your cell phones, because a mineral used in cell phones and other electronics is mined in gorilla habitat. Minimize your use of palm oil, because forests where tigers live are being cut down to plant palm plantation. 8. Never purchase products made from threatened or endangered species. Overseas trips can be exciting and fun, and everyone wants a souvenir, but sometimes the souvenirs are made from species nearing extinction. Avoid supporting the market in illegal wildlife, including tortoise shell, ivory, coral. Also, be careful of products including fur from tigers, polar bears, sea otters, and other endangered wildlife, crocodile skin, live monkeys or apes. Most live birds, including parrots, macaws, some live snakes, turtles, and lizards, some orchids, cacti, medicinal products from rhinos, tiger, Asiatic black bear. 9 is, harassing wildlife is cruel and illegal. 10, protect wildlife habitat. Perhaps the greatest threat that faces many species is the wild spread of destruction of habitat. Scientists tell us the best way to protect endangered species is to protect the special places where they live. Wildlife must have places to find food, shelter, and raise their young. Logging, oil and gas drilling, overgrazing and development all result habitat destruction. Endangered species habitat should be protected and these impacts minimized. Thank you guys for listening to me. That's it. Have a great, wonderful Mother Earth Day.